Hello, everyone. This is Left, Right and Center, and I'm Maria Shakir. The BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance is set to stake claim to form the government after their sweeping victory in the Maharashtra elections. While Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and a senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis are the top contenders for the Chief Minister's post, it's still not clear and known who among them will get the top post this time. Remember, Mahayuti swept these elections, winning 235 of total 288 seats in Maharashtra Assembly. BJP has emerged as the largest party with 132 seats. Remember, it had contested on 148. Its strike rate is almost 90%. The party has scripted history as the first party since 1990 to win over 100 seats in Maharashtra. The chief minister's post had been a bone of contention for leaders in Maharashtra that had left the BJP in a political crisis in the past. It led to the United Shiv Sena walk out of the NDA alliance after power tussle between Devendra Fadnavis and Uddhav Thackeray in 2019. The Maharashtra Assembly elections have shed light yet again on the BJP's resilience and successful strategizing after a setback. The party has managed a successful course correction in the state where just a few months ago it has slid massively in the Lok Sabha polls. From 28 seats in 2019, the party had managed to win only 13 this year, a situation that restricted its numbers in the Lok Sabha, and it was not able to win majority on its own. After Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra has the second highest number of MPs, that is 48. On the other side is Eknath Shinde, who has cemented his position as the leader of the Shiv Sena, relegating a Thackeray-led Uddhav Thackeray Shiv Sena to 20. Eknath Shinde's party has won 57 seats and has a strike rate of 70%. Shinde himself had clocked 75 rallies across the state and campaigned extensively for Mahayuti. He also managed to neutralize Jarange Patil-led Maratha agitation and ensured that the Marathi Manus rallies behind Mahayuti. So with the comeback of this nature, should BJP give up the CM chair for Coalition Dharma, as a section of the observers say, or in a number game, BJP will keep the top prize for itself? So what do analysts think? Let me bring in the guests, Aarti Jairath, senior journalist, Rohit Chandra Varkar, senior journalist, Sajid Kumar, political analyst. There is a formula of Bihar, Rohit Chandra Varkar, where despite of being in power and being the dominant force, the BJP has had Nitish Kumar as the chief minister. Do you think the coalition dharma would mean that Eknath Shinde could make a comeback?
Maria, first, let me give you news. And I think this is breaking news I'm giving to your channel. This is national breaking news. Please mark my words. Two news points. One, there is no question of BJP giving up the chief minister's post.
Okay.
I'm 100% sure about this. You can flash this if you want.
Okay.
BJP is going to keep chief minister's post in Maharashtra. Point number one.
Okay.
Second news point I want to give you is, and this part, I'm not 100% sure, but most probably it is going to be Devendra Fadnavis.
Okay.
I'm just hearing this from top sources in the BJP and other parties of Mahayuti.
Okay.
This is happening because last time, in 2022, the BJP decided to give Eknath Shinde the chief minister's post and take the back seat, mainly because there were two big elections coming up, and their plan was to, you know, priority was to corner Uddhav Thackeray, trounce Uddhav Thackeray in both those elections. In Lok Sabha, it did not really work out. In Vidhan Sabha, it has worked out. There is no way that BJP will now, with 132 seats under their belt, give up the chief minister's post in Maharashtra. No question about that.
Okay.
The BJP has firmly decided that they will have their chief minister this time. And there is some discussion about who that person should be. But my information is that it is almost certain that Mahayuti partners, whatever visuals we are watching, are fine. Eknath Shinde, you know, playing to the gallery, making some announcements after the victory and all of that. But Eknath Shinde, Ajit Pawar, and Devendra Fadnavis have had talks in Mumbai. I'm 100% sure about this part.
Okay.
And both the leaders, that is Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar, have given their consent that they are finally okay with Devendra Fadnavis taking over as chief minister in the new government, which will be sworn in on 26th of November, that is Tuesday.
Okay.
Swearing-in ceremony is going to happen probably in South Mumbai, mostly at Wankhede Stadium. Perhaps it could shift to Shivaji Park, but my information is most probably it might happen at Wankhede Stadium.
Okay,
so this is the news part.
That's a lot of news that has come in here. So let's bring in others as well. Sajjan Kumar and Aarti Jairath.
Can I give you two lines of analysis now that I've given you news?
Yes.
See, the thing is, 105 BJP MLAs have waited patiently last 2 years, not accepting too many ministerial berths, sacrificing their ambition and all of that because the party high command and Delhi leadership told them to wait for 2 years till Vidhan Sabha elections in Maharashtra were over. Now, the number has gone to 132. There is no way the Karyakartas, the activists of BJP, the Sangh in Maharashtra, and the elected representatives, that is the MLAs of BJP, will sacrifice the CM's position again. So the party high command knows about this, the leadership knows about this, and they whatever I told you earlier is going to work out, and I'm sticking my neck out about Devendra Fadnavis's name. That part I'm sticking my neck up out about because there are some other options also.
Making some speculation
most probably
about
it will be Fadnavis taking over at CM of Maharashtra.
So if it is Devendra Fadnavis, and in all likelihood it will be him, given the support he has from the RSS, his role in these elections, managing all the rebels that he did, and the fact is that he is seen as the BJP face in Maharashtra.
Yes, Maria, of course. I mean, I would say that Devendra Fadnavis is a leading contender, probably in, pole position, really. But the BJP has a way of springing surprises. And, I have learned over the years that normal political analysis, the kind that we do, doesn't really work with the BJP because their politics, follows a different trajectory. Hmm. And as you see, their politics is very flexible. They change their strategy from state to state, depends entirely on the situation in the state, what are the political compulsions. So you would assume, if it had been, say, a Congress party or, other party, that since they've got the highest number of seats, therefore, the chief minister will be from their party and that the workers would demand it. But the BJP does not function like that. Narendra Modi and Amit Shah are completely different kind of politicians. Their thinking is completely different. And they are always ahead of everybody else, which is probably why they are here for a third term and, look like they're here to stay for quite some time. So I would not stick my neck out and say that it will be Devendra Fadnavis. It could be a BJP chief minister, but it may not even be Devendra Fadnavis. They may choose somebody else, So I think that let's wait. It's another 24 hours. We should know very soon. And the other point I'd like to make is that although Eknath Shinde was very much the face of the game changer scheme that seems to have won the Mahayuti this huge mandate, the Ladki Bahin scheme. But, the fact is that today, the way the numbers have come with the kind of huge numbers the BJP has, neither Shinde nor Ajit Pawar have too many bargaining chips in their hands. If it comes to the crunch.
We have visuals of Eknath Shinde being surrounded by the behens of his party and perhaps also of Mahayuti. These are the visuals coming in straight from Varsha. He has been seen as a very accessible chief minister as well. So can the BJP agree for a non-Maratha chief minister and not have a Maratha chief minister in Eknath Shinde? Is that a possibility also, Sajjan Kumar? Because we are looking at all kinds of possibilities here right now.
Yes, Maria. I mean, precisely that has been the frame to look at politics within BJP and outside. One, because the Maratha factor has damaged BJP during the Lok Sabha elections. Jarange Patil, then Sharad Pawar sympathy, these factors dented BJP decisively. And therefore, one factor, I mean, now that the numbers are there and thereby there is a coming back of the brand Fadnavis, because of the 132 is a number which brings him back. But otherwise, yesterday, the talk had been that Devendra Fadnavis was the singular person who has been perceived as a villain in Maharashtra, not only outside the BJP, that is by Jarange Patil, Sharad Pawar and Uddhav, but also within the OBC lobby of the BJP, that he is the one who has been scheming, alienating the OBC leadership, but also who has been seen as one who kind of humiliated the unquestioned Chanakya of Maharashtra, that is the Sharad Pawar. But now, let's see the framing. What is going on in the mind of the BJP? One, the factors that favors Fadnavis is A, this is going to be the 100th birth celebration of the RSS.
Hmm.
That is 1925 to 2025. And therefore, RSS invested a lot because it did not want to lose BJP in a state wherein on the 100th occasion it owes its birth to. So this is one. Then Devendra Fadnavis has been the blue-eyed boy of the RSS. Two. Three, he is the only politician after Sharad Pawar who knows the nut and bolts of Maharashtra.
Hmm.
No other leader, be it Uddhav, be it Ajit Pawar, be it Eknath Shinde, are familiar or are perceived to be familiar with the grammar and the landscape of Maharashtra politics, the way Fadnavis is seen. And that is why you see there was lots many personal attack and bickering between Sharad Pawar and Fadnavis. So these all things. But there have been a concerted attack against Fadnavis.
Hmm.
He was the only singular head who has been villainized since the last 1 year. And therefore, his coming back was possible only with the kind of number that BJP is having right now. So this all factors favors Fadnavis. The factors which may go against Fadnavis is one, that why not shift Fadnavis, who is a capable organizational man? Because anyway, this election was also about, besides RSS, BJP's organizational investment, this was also about the scheme and the women factor. So the way Shivraj Singh Chauhan in Madhya Pradesh catapulted the anti-incumbency into pro-incumbency by making women as the X factor and the game changer. Similar scenario is attributed, and this was the sentiment on the ground, for Eknath Shinde. So one, Eknath Shinde has delivered. He is a Maratha. Now, if you want to replace a Maratha, bring a Maratha or an OBC, that could be scenario B. I'm just speculating. And why not shift yes. Fadnavis to the center, into the organization, because BJP now needs a new national president.
That's
so
right.
This is B, you know. The third factor is, and this is the least likely possibility, that at this moment, you know, you let the equation be the same, and this is the least likely, but never a kind of something you can completely rule out. Let Shinde have the mantle, you know, because you also need to entrench the new Shiv Sena. Now, Eknath Shinde represents the Hindutva base of Maharashtra, which is not attributed to RSS.
Hmm.
There is a difference that RSS may have a hegemony across India on the plank of Hindutva, but within Maharashtra, RSS knows the hegemonic force outside Vidarbha.
So all those points very well taken. Rohit Chandravarkar, we have both the images of both the contenders here on the screen. You know, Eknath Shinde perhaps clicking a selfie now. And the visuals of Devendra Fadnavis, we do not know who will have the last laugh. But the point here that has been made by Aarti is also valid. You know, BJP is known for springing up surprises. We have seen how it has happened Nobody thought there would be somebody named Mohan Yadav who'd emerge as a chief minister. So all those factors are at play here as well. I mean, we have seen how election after election it is seen that it is the script that has been scripted by Prime Minister Modi rather than the local leaders.
You're right, and I respect Aarti ma'am's view, and she's 100% right. But what I'm saying is, that's exactly why I said in the earlier narration that I'm sticking my neck out as far as I'm taking Devendra Fadnavis's name. That part, I'm taking a risk and saying it because there is some uncertainty on that front. But my information is mostly it is his name that is coming up.
Okay, so let's analyze it now, Rohit, please.
But the other part,
yes,
which is that BJP will this time keep the chief minister's position with them. That is, BJP chief minister will be there in Maharashtra from Tuesday onwards. That part is my information that has come and got confirmed from top sources, various parties, Mahayuti, etc. And the crucial part in this is that Shinde had a meeting sometime back in Delhi with the BJP high command in which he was given an idea that, it was a meeting related to seat sharing talks that happened before the final day of filing of nominations. In that, the top BJP leadership gave him an idea that, look, we had 105 seats and you came only with 40 MLAs. And we have made you chief minister and you have been chief minister with just 40 MLAs for 2.5 years. So now, firstly, be ready to sacrifice to some extent in the seat sharing talks. I'm 100% sure about this conversation. I'm just giving you information. And right. Secondly, after the election, we will sit together and decide what is to be done. Shinde now has 54 or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. I was traveling. But it's some number like 54 or something. And BJP has 132. After Shinde has been the chief minister for 2.5 years with BJP's support, 105 MLAs. If again with 132 MLAs, BJP makes Shinde the chief minister for another 2 or 3 or 4 years, it will be, a time bomb inside the BJP. There'll be resentment.
But there is also that factor of the upcoming
last important elections.
One moment, Rohit. I'll come to you. I'll come to you in just a bit. But let's look at the rise of Eknath Shinde. Remember, there has been a rebellion in Eknath in Shiv Sena in the past as well. It was led by a Thackeray in Raj Thackeray. But why did Eknath Shinde succeed where Raj Thackeray failed? Here's his story, and then I come back to the guests.
The Maharashtra elections weren't just about winning the state. It was also a prestige battle between Uddhav Thackeray against Eknath Shinde. This election was an opportunity for them to settle the debate of who actually led the Shiv Sena. Was it Uddhav Thackeray or Eknath Shinde for the Shiv Sena? From auto rickshaw driver to Maharashtra Chief Minister, Eknath Shinde's journey has been quite inspiring.
Asa Mukhyamantri Manun Maji Kame Yata Yogya Par Padnyasati Avashyak Asel Te Kherit Karun.
Born in Satara district, Eknath Shinde's political journey wasn't a meteoric rise. His political journey began in 1980s when he was introduced to politics by Anand Dighe, the then Thane Shiv Sena president, when he emerged as a prominent Labour leader. Eknath Shinde's success in local politics paved the way for his entry into the Maharashtra Legislative Assembly and held several key positions. First elected to the assembly in 2004, he was appointed as the Thane district head of Shiv Sena a year later. Over the years, Eknath Shinde's political influence continued to grow with his re-election in the assembly in 2009, 2014 and 2019. From 2014 to 2019, he served as the minister for PWD and was also the Guardian Minister of Thane district. He was later appointed as the Minister for Public Health and Family Welfare in 2019 and also served as the Minister of Urban Development and Public Works and Acting Minister of Home Affairs in late 2019. Once again, Eknath Shinde is at the forefront with Mahayuti winning the Maharashtra elections, scripting history.
EVM ka dekho abhi Jharkhand mein hai, EVM acha hai kya? Jharkhand mein, Karnatak mein EVM acha tha. Jabhi abhi wo log pehle jab jitne ke baad bolte EVM acha hai, election commissioner acha hai, wo log to Supreme Court tak to unko salah maswara dete hai unko. वो जो यंत्रणा उनके बाजू से मतलब उनके फेवर में रिजल्ट आते अच्छी है. अभी तो वोटर लिस्ट पे भी उन्होंने ऑब्जेक्शन लिया था, तो जब हार जाते हैं तो बोलते हैं ये यंत्रणा खराब है, जीतते हैं तो बोलते हैं अच्छा है. ऐसा कैसा है?
Things turned turtle when in 2022, Eknath Shinde led a revolt within the Shiv Sena, pushing for a breakup of the Mahavikas Agadi and a re-establishment of ties with BJP. This episode had witnessed a lot of drama with allegations of horse trading and betrayal coming from the Uddhav faction. However, with the support of 40 MLAs, Shinde with top BJP leaders were successful in forming the government and the Balasaheb loyalists taken the CM's chair from the Thackeray's sign. Eknath Shinde was sworn in as the 20th Chief Minister of Maharashtra in June 2022 with BJP's Devendra Fadnavis as the Deputy Chief Minister. After assuming the Chief Minister's post, Eknath Shinde staked claim to the party name and symbols, feuding with Uddhav Thackeray. The matter was taken to court and the Election Commission of India recognised Shinde's faction as the official Shiv Sena. Under Eknath Shinde's leadership, the Shiv Sena managed to win only 7 seats during the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. The Uddhav Thackeray-led faction, on the other hand, won 9, hinting at a potential political renaissance ahead of the assembly elections. Now, with a massive win, Eknath Shinde and other Mahayuti leaders have credited the Ladki Behin scheme and development work. But with BJP's stunner performance, all eyes are on what will be in store for Eknath Shinde. NDTV, Bureau Report.
Rohit, you wanted to finish your point. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thanks, Maria. I'm saying that the last factor is Ajit Pawar. And remember that Ajit Pawar has done much well compared to what was expected. Everybody said that he's the weakest link within the Mahayuti, but he's done very well. And now he has a say. So he's also participating in some decision making. And he is comfortable, everybody is telling me, he's comfortable with Devendra Fadnavis being the Chief Minister, not Eknath Shinde being the Chief Minister. That is something that no media channel or publication has spoken about till now, because this has happened yesterday. So the meetings that happened yesterday late night in Mumbai and today afternoon in Mumbai, before Devendra Fadnavis is discussing things with Delhi, suggests to me that it is very clear that within the Mahavithi, the consensus is going towards Devendra Fadnavis's face as Chief Minister. That is Eknath Shinde's opinion and Ajit Pawar's opinion being taken by the top high command of Delhi. Within Delhi, I'm hearing that, Prime Minister, you heard his speech after Maharashtra victory. You heard what he said about Devendra Fadnavis, etc. We talked about Devendra Fadnavis moving to Delhi as BJP national president. 3 months ago, we talked about that in my publication. But the thing is, Devendra Fadnavis himself is not too comfortable moving to Delhi right now. I think in the current circumstances, he will be given a choice. I think the way he's performed in Maharashtra, my last point in this narration, is so well. I mean, he's performed so well that the top high command will now ask him what he wants. They will not force him to move to Delhi as national president or any other position. My information is Devendra Fadnavis is not too comfortable moving to Delhi right now. Okay, he wants to be in Mumbai.
Okay,
if
okay,
you
Rohit,
put
again,
this
again,
proposal
let
together,
me,
you
let me
realize,
just give you a big caveat here. As someone who has covered the BJP, I'm not too sure if the Prime Minister and Home Minister Amit Shah actually give that kind of option to any of the leaders, that, the it's party's performance, that's the way it is being seen right now. Yes. How it works is, yes, he's the poster boy of Nagpur, but it is BJP which has done well with Prime Minister Modi leading the campaign. Yes, Aarti, go ahead.
No, Maria, I completely agree with you. You know, as I said, that is why, you know, I think the strength of the Modi Shah duo is their flexibility, their unpredictability, the fact that they, you know, they take decisions tailored to different they take different kinds of decisions tailored to the situation that is in front of them. And therefore, there is no one size fits all for them. And, you know, there are many factors here that they have to consider. You know, one is the local elections that are due in Maharashtra. The biggest one, of course, being the Bombay municipality, which has been pending for 2 years now. And right now, the Bombay municipality is controlled by the Uddhav Thackeray faction of Shiv Sena. And this is the Shiv Sena's girl. Now, you know, you have to keep Eknath Shinde and his Sena strong enough to counter this, you know, Uddhav Thackeray Sena, so that the Mahayuti can gain control over the Bombay Corporation. Remember, it is the richest corporation in India, and therefore a prize, a really a prize that, you know, any party would like to have. You know, so there's that consideration. The second thing is, as far as this Maratha business is concerned, I don't think the BJP has ever really given credence to dominant communities, you know, the way, say, the Congress used to. You know, in Haryana, they didn't choose a Jat chief minister. They had a Punjabi first, and now they have a OBC. You know, similarly, you know, even here, when they first came to power, they put in a Brahmin. They did not put in a Maratha, although Maharashtra has traditionally had Maratha chief ministers. So I don't think the BJP looks at politics the way we all look at politics, you know, as old-time analysts and old-time journalists. And, you know, that is why we find Narendra Modi and Amit Shah so difficult to predict and so difficult to, you know, sort of analyze and say that this is what they are going to do.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
I like the word of caution, and that is the reason perhaps why Rohit is also now smiling. Rohit, since you have been insisting on Devendra Fadnavis, let's look at his journey now. Here's a story on Devendra Fadnavis.
Mera pani utrata dekh, mere kinare par ghar mat basane. Mera pani utrata dekh, mere kinare par ghar mat basane na. Main samandar hu, laut kar wapis aao.
The ultimate comeback man of Maharashtra, Devendra Fadnavis. The architect of the BJP and Mahayuti's historic victory. It's been a meteoric and dramatic climb up the political ladder for Devendra Fadnavis. From a corporator to becoming the youngest mayor of Nagpur, to the first BJP chief minister of Maharashtra. And he looks all set to occupy the state's top post for the third time. He, although, maintained that the coalition will decide the next chief minister.
CM pad ke upar koi bhi vivad yahan nahi hone wala, kyunki pehle din se ye tay hai ki chunav jab sampann hoga तो चुनाव के बाद तीनों पार्टियां मिलकर इसको तय करेगी
उम्मीद से ज्यादा कुछ मिला है
उम्मीद थी बहुत अच्छा होने की बहुत अच्छे से थोड़ा और अच्छा हुआ है बहुत खुशी है और इसके लिए कारण है हमारे भाजपा का एक एक कार्यकर्ता केडर इसके लिए कारण है महाराष्ट्र लाड़की बहनें जिन जो जाग उठी महाराष्ट्र जाग उठा और उन्होंने सोचा कि प्रगति किधर है वहीं हम जाएंगे और उधर मतदान करके उन्होंने ये रिजल्ट दिया है
In a state dominated by Maratha politics and politicians, the 54-year-old Brahmin leader, with deep roots in the RSS, has carved his own space. Son of Jan Sangh and later BJP leader, late Gangadhar Fadnavis, whom his fellow Nagpur politician and former party chief Nitin Gadkari called his political guru, Devendra Fadnavis cut his teeth in politics at a young age when he joined ABVP in 1989. At 22, he became a corporator in the Nagpur civic body and its youngest mayor in 1997 at the age of 27. Fadnavis contested his first assembly election in 1999 and won. There was no looking back for him as he won three subsequent assembly elections. He currently represents Nagpur South West seat in the House. Unlike many leaders across the political spectrum in Maharashtra, Fadnavis has remained untainted by accusations of corruption. After Uddhav Thackeray demitted office following the large-scale desertions in the Sena, many thought that Fadnavis would become the chief minister. However, the BJP leadership had other plans, and a reluctant Fadnavis swallowed the bitter pill to become the deputy CM.
मैं आधुनिक अभिमन्यु हूँ, चक्रव्यूह को भेदना जानता हूँ, हमने चक्रव्यूह को भेदा है, और ये कोई मैं पहले भी कह रहा हूँ, वापस कह रहा हूँ, इस विजय में मेरा बहुत छोटा उसमें मैं समझता हूँ कि सहभाग है, एक ये हमारी जो पूरी टीम है, इस टीम ने इस विजय को लाया है.
देवेंद्र फडणवीस रोज एज वन ऑफ द यंगर मोर क्लीन लीडर्स इन द बीजेपी बट ही इज नॉट यूनिवर्सली एक्नॉलेज्ड एज एवरीबडीज लीडर इन द बीजेपी क्वाइटली बीजेपी लीडर्स आई स्पोक टू मेनी हु हैव बिकम एमपीज क्वाइटली दे डू एक्सेप्ट दैट ही इज द ओनली पर्सन हु कैन कीप द बीजेपी टुगेदर
इन महाराष्ट्र.
Fadnavis has enjoyed the confidence of both Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah.
Modi ji ne jo nara diya tha, ek hai to safe hai, is nare ko yatharth mein late hue, Maharashtra ke sabhi samaj ke sabhi logon ne ekata dikhate hue, Maharashtra mein matadan kiya hai, aur iske karan ye itni achhi jeet humko mili hai.
At an election rally earlier, Prime Minister Modi had said, Devendra Fadnavis is Nagpur's gift to the country. Fadnavis's first tenure as the Chief Minister was characterized by a combination of good governance and effective political maneuvering. He also brings in the urban and young voters closer to the BJP.
As the BJP and Mahayuti celebrate their historic victory, Devendra Fadnavis stands as the man of the moment. In fact, as Mahayuti gears up for the road ahead, all eyes on Fadnavis as he is the man of comebacks in this highly complex political environment of the state. With video journalist Mahesh Halwai, this is Radhika Ramaswamy for NDTV.
Let's go back to the panelists. So Sajjan, main wapas aaunga. Those are his famous words, not said not once. But it was said twice, in fact. Mera pani utharta dekhkar. I think that's very poetic and historic, very quintessential Nitish Kumar style of predicting your own journey. And also saying that main chakravyuh se bahar nikalta hun.
You know, I mean, for the last almost 2.5 years, the Maharashtra politics has been perceived as a battle between old Chanakya and the new Chanakya. You know, and with this, within these rivals, this has been about, and there are clearly, there were dividing lines. It was that who is the real Chanakya of Maharashtra politics. So, Sharad Pawar certainly, was perceived to be the one who for the last 5 decades have been the shakers and movers of Maharashtra politics. He is the one starting from the kind of all the, identity politics to the new political economy. He shifted it. He has been with the socialist parties, then Congress, then forming his own parties. Now, one of the, challenge that Sharad Pawar persona, or you can see the myth, because this election is all about the myth busting also, was about that Devendra Fadnavis for the first time, not even Bal Thackeray, not even Uddhav Thackeray or anyone from the Congress, at least challenged Sharad Pawar on the turf of being the prime Chanakya or, the shakers and movers who can, and also in a negative way, the schemers. Now, Fadnavis was the first one who challenged it. And therefore, you see, there was a lot of antagonism among the dominant intermediary community against the Fadnavis. The way he was called that Peshwai nahi chalegi and all sort of his being a Brahmin and also being called a minority in Maharashtra. Interestingly, not only the Muslims, but lots many other communities are also called Alpasankhyak. That's the, true things about, unique thing about Maharashtra, that Alpasankhyak can be any caste who is in minority. So that way, in the last 2.5 years, it has been the battle between the two kind of competing Chanakyas, and certainly this election has proved that Devendra Fadnavis, you know, is the real Chanakya, because 10 versus 132 seats, 9% versus 27% has in a way endorsed that Fadnavis, who has been villainized by Jarange Patil, by Sharad Pawar, by lots many within the BJP, you know, ultimately the number is completely weighing in his mind. Therefore, I agree with Rohit ji that, yeah, this, I mean, there were lots many odds against the Fadnavis. You know, had it not been the number more than 120 for BJP, it would have been very difficult for Fadnavis to be even considered as the potential chief minister. Not only because he was perceived to be anti-Maratha or Marathas were opposed to him, but also within BJP, there were, we also had a share of talk and some sort of thing. Everyone was saying that, yes, he is being backed by number one and number two, a clear reference to the central BJP leadership. They all were saying, 120 ke niche, there is no possibility. And everyone was pretty sure that BJP best case scenario was 100 seats, maybe 105, 110, not more than that. So Devendra Fadnavis was being ruled out on the basis of permutation and combination. But now you see, Maharashtra effectively has entered into new phase. It's a post Sharad Pawar phase politics in Maharashtra. People may not perceive it, but Sharad Pawar was the one person who for the last 4 or 5 decades have been the defining figure, have been the one who have been shifting, kind of fixing the grammar of politics in Maharashtra. Now, effectively, he is being vanquished by his own nephew and by Devendra Fadnavis. Therefore, in this new landscape, we have to realize that Eknath Shinde is not just an ally, but he is the new, you know, leader of the Hindutva plank, which is competing with the RSS.
So that's, then you have a Chanakya on one side and a leader who is the face of Hindutva. So that's a very interesting choice that is there before the BJP leadership. So let's see who they finally settle for. Rohit Chandravarkar, we'll remember your prediction that you made on this show tonight. So thank you so much for joining us, Aarti Jairath and Sajjan Kumar.